Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and this is the podcast where I get to dive deep into all the things I'm curious about, whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just the wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. Some episodes will be totally off the cuff, and sometimes we'll have special episodes where I revive my old shows like Bedtime Bitchin', Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story. But no matter what, it's always going to be a fun, unpredictable ride. So sit back and let's get into it. What's up, y'all, and welcome back to the Roxy Hayes Podcast, where we celebrate nerdy things, nostalgic things, and today, some downright questionable cinematic choices. And you know I had to bring in some friends who live and breathe movies, meme them to death, and still find time to give them some love. So please give it up for the homie, Brandon of the Cult 45 Podcast. Yay.
Yo, what's up? What's going on? What's going on? Thanks for having me, you jerk.
I was gonna say, don't fake nice, don't fake the funk, but the jerk.
I'm appreciative, but you also are a trash human being. But either way, thank you.
Says the trash. Trash cone, trash. Trash inception.
Garbage cone, trash for sure.
That's what they garbage cone, trash. Oh, I hate you. All right, so now before we start, be warned, there will be some hot takes. There will be some controversial opinions. Some movies going to get slandered. Also, there's going to be spoilers. I hate when I have to say there's going to be spoilers on something that came out 20 years ago because you had time to watch it. But there will be spoilers. And if you're sensitive about your favorite franchise, just understand, like, I don't give a fuck. But there we go. There's the disclaimer. Just so you know what's going to happen. So, all right, Brandon. We're going to start with love. What's a movie you would defend to the end, no matter how much hate it gets? What's a movie you're like, I don't give a fuck what y'all talk about. This movie's great.
Man, honestly, because like I heard y'all don't like scary movies. By y'all, I mean you and your homie Jiggly, which y'all make me sick. Y'all
need I will pee because I will pee. It's scary. I'll be losing it in the theater. I be losing it.
Now, I really fuck with horror movies a lot, but I'll start with those and get them out the way since you're not going to relate to anything I'm about to fucking talk about.
I maybe have seen it, but I'm probably not going to like it. Go ahead.
I doubt it. I fuck with, it was a movie called Pearl that came out. It was a sequel to a movie called X.
Oh, I saw clips of that.
Dude, you need to watch it. You need to watch it. It's probably one of my favorite horror movies ever, but like I saw that shit in the theater by my fucking self. And like there's this, spoilers. There's this scene where, like, the old girl's losing her motherfucking mind, slowly but surely. Mm-hmm. And there's this part at the end where she gives this, like, really fucked up speech. And, like, her man comes back home and he realizes he's in fucking danger. But we're seeing the end title screen over her face. Mm-hmm. And she has, like, this pained smile because you know the bitch is not okay because she did a bunch of wild shit the whole movie. But the camera never breaks away from this bitch's face.
Oh,
and you just
terrifying.
See this pained, like, she's like severely in pain where her eyes are tearing up from the smile nonstop. And the credits are just still rolling. And
over
I'm in the seat like,
fucked up face.
Nigga, you should just watch the end credits. Like, you don't even have to watch the movie, but like, you'll be like, this is
going to scare me. I
was scared.
When she killed the guy in the barn? Question mark.
Yes. Yeah, because
I'll watch the end of a movie to be like, so what happened?
He made the sin of making her horny. Mm-hmm. She's an interesting character, fam. That's all I'm gonna say. But like, she's super repressed and she's trying to like get out of like a really fucked up situation, mm-hmm. By any fucking means. But like, all of her trying to get out of that particular situation goes to shit, and she's trapped. And you see that she's trapped, and she's trapped behind a smile. But like, you want to feel bad for her, but she's fucking scary as hell. But like, I really like the complexity of it, and it's shot like in her head, she's like Dorothy from the old school Wizard of Oz, and like that's how she's like portraying herself in her mind. But the bitch is scary as fuck. But I recommend it. It's not like it's more disturbing than you pee yourself scary.
I'm still gonna pee. I got scared from that movie, The Mist.
No, that's just scary.
But
the mess
I also got scared from that movie Secret Window. So even thrillers, I be getting scared.
You just need Depends, fam. You just got like bladder issues.
No, I don't like, don't startle me. I don't like shit feeling like it's lingering in the air.
No,
I don't
like
that feeling.
Like you just,
you're incontinent.
Roxy needs a diaper.
I do not need a diaper.
That's why you fuck with Tommy Pickles. I get it now. It's all full circle, fam. You get to cosplay in peace,
he's
right?
Just talking shit because I'm out the H. When I come back to the H, I'm on your fucking scalp.
What you're doing. No, it's clever. It's clever.
She did that man in the movie, and I only saw those 30 seconds, so I don't know what was behind it. All I know is he got fucked up, and that's what I'm going to do to you. Don't as clever me. Anyway, good pick of the movie. Fuck you. So mine is going to be... mine is going to be Twilight. But hear me out. Hear me out. Hear me out. Only the last movie before... Did you see Twilight? All the Twilights?
My nigga, I only seen the second one because of a date.
What?
And like, I try to be like, no, I try to be a good sport and just get into it. But like, I was like, I hate this bitch. Like,
she's so dry. She was so annoying. Okay, but here's pretty much what happens, just so you know what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, so we all know she ends up marrying a vampire. She ends up getting pregnant. You know, vampires are not supposed to be able to have babies because they're dead, and so she's dying from the baby inside her, so he pretty much has to turn her into a vampire, and then they have this baby pretty much that's just like the strongest vampire baby ever.
Because oh my god, they shown him the baby, not,
she's not even supposed to be here,
right?
So because of that, these other group of vampires is like, yo, we gotta fucking kill her. Also, spoiler for those who haven't seen it, the fucking werewolf imprints on the baby.
Wait, what the fuck? Wait, what does that mean?
Because he's a, you know, like a wolf. It's like, oh, this is the person I'm supposed to be with. So he like, there's no other way to describe it other than...
It's a book, nigga. Like, it should be words.
Nasty. It's nasty because like, I can't describe what it looks like when he imprints on this baby.
Oh,
or like the fact that he does it. Yeah, it's just
like... And
this
is your favorite.
No. This is not my favorite. This is a movie that I would defend. Not that, because that happens in the... I don't even remember which one, because the last movie, you know how they do, they'll break it into two. So it's Breaking Dawn. Not the first one. That's when he was doing that weird shit, the second one. But I have to tell you the backstory. So pretty much, he's like, I never liked Bella. It was the baby that was growing in you, and that's why.
Hold on, so that nigga singled out an egg in her ute? He's like,
yo, that's what I'm saying. But the eggs, we're on our period. Those are not the same eggs. That's why I was like, he's fucking lying. He's fucking lying.
Nah, it's the eggs all the way in the back.
The eggs. That's not how the body works. And thank you for reminding me, because I need to make a video about that, because you're a fucking liar, you pervert wolf. So anyway, so now they're trying to, this other group is trying to pretty much go to war with the Cullen family and kill that baby, right? Because pretty much it's like baby vampires are too strong because they don't have control of their powers yet. And she go on a rampage, fuck up shit. People find out about vampires. We got to kill this baby.
Huh.
Right? Okay. So they go to get allies. So they got some Native American vampires, but there's a lot going on, right?
Okay.
So all this is leading up, and then in the second movie, the Breaking Dawn Part 2, there's this fucking crazy ass fight. Like, they're fucking ripping people's heads off. The werewolves are fucking going crazy. They're vampire powering. Bella's this super strong ass vampire for some reason. I just hated how they gassed that bitch for five movies. Like, there's just something about her. What was it? She was so dry. You know, I'm not really defending this movie good, but let me
get to it. Really not. But so, was it the fighting? Was it the...
It was the fighting. No, the fighting scenes were fucking great. Like, it was, especially with how dry the other movies is, that movie, if you don't watch any other Twilight movie, watch those fighting scenes and the scene leading up to the war.
Nah, I'm just going to watch Underworld.
Shut up. And I'll cut the movie off, because after that, one of the vampires that could see the future pretty much went up to the other vampire and was like, hey, this was going to happen if you don't stop. So it was all a vision, which is fucking stupid, but... Before that, it was the greatest vampire werewolf.
Hold on, so nigga called timeout to stop the war? That's what happened?
It happened right, like when they were meeting, the girl pretty much showed him a vision and was like, hey, they're gonna fuck you up and rip your fucking head off, so you're gonna die if you go to war with us. So let's just chill out.
Because like it's some weird goofy nigga that like looks creepy. He looks like the Nutcracker.
Yeah, that's him. He does look like the Nutcracker. He does look like the Nutcracker. I forgot his name. Starts with a V.
It doesn't matter. But this is your first pick though. It was just crazy.
I mean, it was of what I will defend. So when people are like, no, all the Twilight movies are bad and terrible, because Twilight's one of those movies where people will utterly shit on it. And I feel like it shouldn't be utterly shat on. Shit for sure, but utterly shat on, no. That last movie, I feel like, makes it, okay, if we're going, should it get an F? Everybody's like, the whole franchise should get it, the whole series should get an F. No. That movie gets it at least a D+. That's all I'm saying.
I got
Give
you.
That
okay,
part
so,
of the movie a chance.
So I fucked up then because I picked something like genuinely liked, and it wasn't something I felt like I needed to defend.
Wait,
so
what was your pick again? Because I have
it was
ADHD.
It was Pearl. It was a scary movie. I was defending it because you're scary as shit.
Well, no, hey. There's not.
I got some actually bad movies I really fucking like. So
oh yeah, give me some of that too. Also, right, I don't like horror movies at all. So feel free to add some more.
We talked about this. You literally can't hold water. And it's sad.
Okay, I'm sorry. Get your next pick for our.
We'll get you a pee pad and we'll watch something.
Pee pad sounds fire though. Walk to the bathroom all the way.
I don't like this chat no more. I want
to
get out.
And walk to the bathroom all the way.
I don't like this room. I don't like this no more.
Yeah,
this
you
is
got
a whole
the right
other conversation
bitch.
For me. I'm out.
You can't out sicken me, but yes, go ahead.
No, you win, nigga. Like one movie that I will defend, it's a scary one.
Okay.
But it's pretty fucked up, and I feel like I would get judged just off GP. Okay. But it's Human Centipede 2.
Hey, what? There's a 2? You freak?
Nigga, there's a 3.
You didn't get enough shitting from the what?
Yeah. So, like, what's funny is, because I got caught up into the memes. I thought it was funny. Because I saw a throw pillow of the first Human Centipede, and I was like, damn, nigga, that's silly as fuck. It's just the diagram, because, like, he draws, like, he basically... In the first movie, he kidnaps 3 niggas, and he like draws like a little crude drawing of like, this is what's gonna happen, y'all. Ask the mouth. And it's like, oh, that's terrifying in thought, but it doesn't really look crazy in the first movie. It's just like, it's just wearing like diapers. They're all like attached to each other by bandages, so it doesn't look that bad, but it's the thought of it that's fucking you up. So I guess the director was like, some people were like, oh, it wasn't that bad. And he's like, oh, say word.
Oh no!
Yeah, because like honestly, like like Human Centipede 2 in comparison to 1 is like comparing Barney to fucking Jurassic Park.
Oh,
so they fucking this movie is so grody. But like, all I'm gonna say is, you know, you got a good story when you're able to like have that be like kind of the centerpiece, but there's actually a fascinating story behind it. So like, the whole point was there's this God, if Oswald Cobblepot was a real human being, it would be this guy, right? So it's this little squatty, like, bug-eyed thyroid issue. Having,
why
like,
did you
dude.
Say his fucking full government?
Because you gotta, every syllable, you remember each appendage, limb, and the height, yet you need the whole thing. So this little squatty guy is, like, in this parking garage. He's a parking garage attendant, but he's actually obsessed with the actual movie Human Centipede. So, like, the movie exists. Right. So the thing is, he's like super obsessed with it, but he's really repressed. His mom fucking hates him. He was.
Why does he have so much going on?
Dude, it's like if oh God, like he basically has, imagine like a dude who's going to be a serial killer, but his mom is like precious his mom. I'm serious. So like,
God.
It's a scene where he's in therapy and like, the mom is like, I hate this nigga. Like, he's, you know, he's the reason my husband left. Bah, 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 bah. But the husband sexually assaulted him. And then his freaking therapist was like low-key assaulting them too during the sessions and shit. I'm just like, bro, this is terrible.
Oh, my God.
Dude, but the main character is like this old man. He's like an old dude. So his mom is just up there in age. Anyway, so like, long story short, what's up?
I said, she ain't dead. What's
oh,
this
she
boy?
Gets destroyed. No, he blows her face off with a shotgun. But like, also the movie had to be the official release had to be in black and white because it was just too much.
Really? What?
My nigga, there's a color version of it, and I'm like, I don't even want to see that shit. So his dream is to make a full human centipede, because we did three in the first one. He's like, nah, nigga, I'm going to do 12. And he kidnaps, like, people in the fucking parking garage structure. So it's like, there's a couple of people who, you know, are assholes and jerks and whatever. But then there's a pregnant chick. Right? It gets crazy. It gets crazy. So he wanted the head of the centipede to be the main lead actress from the actual movie. It gets bad. So I'm a yada yada some stuff. So he tries to like do it, and he realizes he can't do it. So he lost a couple of people and he was sad about it, blah, 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 blah. Pregnant lady fakes death. She tries to like fake him out and pretend she died, right? And she wakes up out of it because she's giving birth and shit. But like, she gets to the car to escape. This is like kind of like the ending. She gets to the car to escape. Baby pops out, right? He comes to the door. She got to make a choice of either smashing on that gas or getting caught. Baby's at the gas pedal, fam. Snap decision. Shit was crazy.
Shit was crazy. The baby.
Shit was crazy. Baby had to go. You know what I'm saying? And it was crazy because I'm like, this is fucked up. But like, it's really bad when you're happy that the centipede didn't get to live, because it was going through it. And like, there was one scene where a nigga was like taped up, and he like put two and two together what was happening, because he's seen the movie too. And he like, his gag falls out of his mouth and he yells to everybody in the room what's going to happen. Everyone's like, oh, no, nigga, no.
What?
It's bad. It's bad.
But you like this movie?
It's a good horror movie only because of, I like whenever they break fourth wall type shit. I like the fact that they use the first movie at, what, are you talking shit?
I just said okay.
Look, you talking about wolf niggas loving on babies and shit.
Hey, I said that was the one I did not like.
It's part of the franchise, fam. So at least
look. Shitting in mouth and sewn together. I refuse to watch that.
If you think about it, both babies got imprinted.
Oh no! All right, next pick. I'm gonna go. Hey, go to hell. This man is sick. I'm going Trolling Central Park.
The fuck is that? That's a fair deep. Like, we do need to change gears, real shit. But like, also, what the fuck is my nigga chose a kid movie immediately.
Yes, I was like, we gotta clean this up for the sponsors that I don't have.
I'm sorry. All right,
so Trolling Central Park is, you know, I'm an animation fiend. So, and I'm a big fan of Don Bluth. Who is Don Bluth? Yeah, there we go. I know you. You know Don Bluth. So Don Bluth made Land Before Time, Thumbelina.
Oh, Anastasia. Shit. Okay.
Yeah. He was actually, I'm listening to his audiobook now called Some Things Out There. And I did not know this. Sorry, now I'm going to backstory it. You know, nerds can't talk in a line. I was watching Robin Hood, the animated one from Disney. Yeah. And when I was watching the credits, his name was in the credits. And I was like, I know that ain't who I think it is. And then I looked him up, like, this motherfucker is old. So he worked on Sleeping Beauty and Robin Hood. I didn't even know. Yeah, I didn't even know he worked for Disney. He worked on The Fox and the Hound. He worked on, what else did he work on before he made his own thing? It was a couple different movies, but for sure, Sleeping Beauty, Fox and the Hound, Robin Hood.
So Trolling Central Park is when he fell off? Is that when he just...
So pretty much... What a dick. So... fucking asshole. But also, yes. Okay, so this is what happened.
I'm looking at it, so I'm like, wait a minute.
Secret Life of Nim did okay. American Tale did good. Land Before Time did great. All Dogs Go to Heaven did okay. I think it came out at the same time. So pretty much Disney was beefing with him.
Right.
Disney was like, hey, fuck you. We're going to destroy you. Because when he left, he took a lot of the animators with him. So they were like, all right, well, fuck you. So they would be releasing movies the same time he would be releasing movies. Wow. So like All Dogs Go to Heaven did good, but it got released the same time as The Little Mermaid.
Damn.
And then one of the other movies got released the same time as Lion King.
So oh, nigga, that's dirty, like that. Bro.
And so, yeah, I think it was A Troll in Central Park got released.
That came out in 94, so.
The same, and it was, and he was working on three movies at the same time. So it was A Troll in Central Park, Pebble and the Penguin, and Thumbelina.
Oh, I heard of Pebble and the Penguin.
Yeah, I love Pebble and the Penguin. Hold on, let me see. I have to look up the movie that came out the same time as Troll in Central Park.
Because Troll never had a chance. I'm looking at the character now. I don't even like this nigga's face.
It never had a chance.
I don't like this nigga's face anyway.
It came out at the same time.
What's up with this dude's hair, though, bro? Like, he got like a, he got a Vegeta Widow's Peak. So much is happening.
What came out in 94?
Hold up. Just type in like Disney 94.
There we go. Thank you.
No, you're good.
We're barely on the same team, but when we are.
For now.
For now.
For now.
Oh, yeah. It was that. It was The Lion King.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
Wait a minute.
It's over, bro.
It's a fucking wrap.
That's out of pocket, dog. That's overkill.
Lion King was it came out the same time as Lion King. Fucking Forrest Gump came out that year.
It's a fucking wrap. Some Carthage type shit.
Santa Claus, the Flintstones came out that year. Dumb and Dumber came out that year. The Mask. Pulp Fiction came out that year.
That's why I never heard of this shit. There's too much going
Speed
on, man.
Speed came out that year.
Nigga.
Yeah, there's no Beverly Hills Cop 3 came out that year.
Nigga.
Star Trek Generations, Interview with a Vampire.
No, it's over.
I don't even know what time it came out, but it doesn't even matter if y'all came out at the same time or not.
That's a wrap.
There was no way you were. Jason's Lyric came. Okay, let me get out of here. There was too much.
94 was popping.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Nah, it's over, dog. There's nothing. It never had a chance. How the fuck you wind up seeing this?
It never had, because I watch every movie that ever came out ever. Because we lived across the street from a movie theater too.
Oh shit! Okay.
So yeah, I literally could walk to a movie theater.
Now back then though, they were like they'll have like, you know, Kroger's had like a rental area.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, I go to Kroger's. We go to like Hollywood Video, Blockbuster, so my mama was definitely not supposed to be doing this, but she used to, when she had us, because my dad raised us, he had full custody, but my mom would get us, and she was not fucking watching us. So there was a place, you remember Incredible Universe? I forgot what they changed it to.
Wait.
Incredible Universe was like a electronics store. In Houston. It was big. It was like a huge electronic store in Houston. And it got changed to... Fuck. I think it got bought out by... It got bought out by Fry's.
Oh, shit.
It got bought out by Fry's. So that used to be called Incredible Universe. And they had an area where kids could stay and watch movies and stuff while the parents were shopping.
The
parents were shopping.
Oh,
my mama would leave us there for hours. She would like legit take us there and then leave us there till they closed.
God,
so we just watching movies. She was not supposed to be doing that. Yo, RIP to my mama. She was doing some trifling shit. So that was one of the trifling shits. But we're in there with all these electronics. So we would sneak up out of there too sometimes and like just go get other movies.
I hate when you be like sharing information and I have to like slow down to shit talking, but I'm gonna resume. Nigga. I need a second. I gotta absorb that new information.
Y'all mamas didn't do that. You know, sometimes I'll be telling people stuff and I don't be thinking it's that bad until I get these reactions. I'm like, wasn't like y'all's testimony? Like that didn't happen to y'all? Y'all didn't get left in the store for hours?
That's how trauma work. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you, my nigga. Like I follow you on social media. I'm like, damn, I know this nigga been like babysitting by the TV, but I didn't know to that level.
Yeah, that was not supposed to be what was going on. So absolutely. That's what people are like, how do you know everything? Well, my mama left us in the house.
I mean, like, you could have been doing drugs. I mean, at least she left you somewhere.
Hey, that's that
decent
too.
You know what I'm saying? Mean, like, she could have left you with, like, you know, that one uncle you ain't got no business being around. That could have been It could have been darker.
No, we got Left in Incredible Universe. That's what I'm like. Hey,
like on paper, that sounds fine.
All things considered.
On paper, that sounds legit. Like, no, that's what's up.
And it's fucked up, but it's like, hey, I would not be able to make this content that I make. I would not be able to have the career that I do. So shout out to my mama for leaving us multiple times.
Roxy Hayes, queen of chicken salad, fam. Fuck.
What is that?
Making a chicken salad out of chicken shit? You never heard of that before?
No, first of all, that's hilarious. I will be definitely using that. But yeah, for sure. So I used to be up in there. So look, like I've seen every movie. I've seen like Swedish movies. That's what I legit know.
It's Canadian. Incredible
yeah,
Universe.
Yeah, I've seen like
we out of movies, like, niggas. Oh, man,
you seen them all. It's Canadian. Like I was talking to my homie RJ City. He works with AEW. Shout out to AEW. I will be pulling up there this week, so I will definitely plug that in right now. Shout out to AEW. But he's Canadian, and so was some cartoons he was talking about. I was like, yeah, I seen that. Why? Why did I see that? Like, you know what I mean? Damn. Like, it wasn't that accessible in the 90s where you could just put it on. So, no, I was just picking up movies. But I digress. So, Troll Central Park was by Don Bluth, but it came out around the same time of all these other movies.
Right.
And it, like you said, it wasn't one of his best movies. And even in his book, he talks about it. They were working on three movies at the same time. So the scripting of this didn't necessarily have his touch on it as much because it couldn't. You're working on three other movies. And one of them was fucking Thumbelina, which was also like a huge movie, which was also direct competition with Disney trying to get like the princess back.
Right.
And they voiced one of the voices was Jodie Benson, who voices, you know, Little Mermaid. She was getting her money.
Yes, she was.
She said she got collected. But this movie is considered one of his worst movies. And if, I don't know if you looked at. I don't know.
I was waiting for you to turn this shit around, my nigga, the whole time. No. It's like, no, it gets worse. No. Like, oh, shit.
And no, it gets even worse than that.
I was so ready.
I heard the pause.
I heard your voice go like, yeah, and then the shit is
No, it's, yo, it cost $23 million to make.
What?
Okay, but guess, please do not look it up. How much money do you think?
No, I'm looking at it.
Because it was a box office
failure.
How much do you think it grossed?
Ooh, I'm going to say like 20 bands, nigga.
Close. $71,000. $71,368 on a $23 million budget. Oof. Also, this is the 90s where like people were going to the movies. There's no reason it should have made under $1 million. Like under $1 million is fucking sick. It's fucking disgusting.
Not even 100,000.
Not even.
You can't even get a game show.
Hey, somebody got to fight. Somebody got to see me. Somebody got to see me.
No, they laundered some money in that motherfucker. But ain't no way. Ain't no way. Ain't no way, dude. I'm looking at this shit. 20-some million where, my nigga?
Because it's hand-drawn animation.
Oh, fuck.
That shit is expensive.
When the Toy Story drop?
99.
Oh, okay. I was like,
wait, right? Yeah, 99. Let me. Like,
we got to do something different here, nigga. Save some money.
Let me not be wrong. Oh, 99. Sorry. 95. Toy Story 2 nigga. Dropped. Sorry.
Damn,
Toy Story 2,
the next
2 dropped at 99. Sorry.
Yeah, so they're like, nah, we got to turn. We got to do something else, nigga. This ain't gonna cut it.
And this was literally a year before it dropped. So they said, hey, this is what they doing out here. So. Shit. Now, for it to be panned as one of his worst movies, growing up, I love this movie, and I will give it credit to me, Karen. This and Ferngully are the two movies, and he did not make Ferngully. But I credit this movie with making me care more about nature and the environment.
No, that's fair. We back in that time, we were trying to give a shit.
We were really trying. Captain Planet, and they didn't give a fuck. So the whole movie is pretty much about, like, this troll who, trolls are evil, right? And they be fucking shit up, turning shit to stone, blah, blah, blah. But But Stan Lee, that's the troll's name, he has the ability to grow flowers with his thumb. And so he ends up meeting these, like, he gets kicked out the troll kingdom. They're like, get your bitch ass out of here.
He mad soft. He mad soft for a troll.
That's
man.
Pretty much, yeah, they was like, why are you nice? We're not nice down here.
Get your cheeks rosy, nigga. Get the get fuck out of here.
Get your rosy cheek ass out of here. Your friendly face ass. So I forgot he ends up meeting these kids. They end up getting cool. And then. So it's such a sad movie. They try to like kidnap the kids and like all this damn shit start happening, and then like the evil lady, like the main troll lady, turns people into stone.
Is that the bitch with the wing shit on her head?
Yeah.
Okay, she
yeah.
looks ridiculous. I mean, ooh, she oof. They got a good look.
So
at
the
it.
Trolls yeah. start fighting and shit.
She built then, terribly, by the way. I need to Google this shit. She built rough, nigga.
And then some kind of way, she made the little boy. So she turns the little boy into a troll and gives him some powers and shit. Okay, I'm not helping. But ultimately, the friendly troll saves him.
Right.
But he gets turned into stone. And like left in Central Park.
Oh shit! Damn.
So yeah, that's what I used to be bawling my fucking eyes out because he was so nice. He just like wanted to help, and it was like, get your bitch ass on. And so eventually, he gets revived back. But like when I tell you, it's at the motherfucking end.
Oh fuck!
Like. Because for a long time I thought he just stayed stone. That's how it happened. Like when I would remember the movie, I'm like, he just stayed a stone in Central Park. But then he ends up covering the park in flowers and all of that. So I, although this movie was fucking crazy, it just it got a 14 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Nigga.
The movie is sweet, and I also credit it with even what you said, what did you say, chicken salad out of chicken shit? Like, these are the movies I think that kept me from turning into a villain. Like, the more and more I grow up and hear my own backstory told to me by me, I'm like, I should be like a piece of shit.
Yeah, not yet.
Like,
no,
I should not you agreeing.
Seriously.
Like, seriously. I should be a fucking asshole. But it's like, I'm a jerk for sure. But an asshole or a mean person, I don't think I am. I don't feel like I try to do harm to people. And it's because of movies like this. Like, that bitch literally tried to turn him to stone because he was making flowers.
Nah, that's wild.
You know what I mean? Like, and I've met people like that would like try to bully me because they said I was too nice. Like, people be like, what you always smiling for? What you always happy for? You must not got shit. I'm like, hey man, I'm at the house by myself. I'm six and I had to learn.
Did you hit a bitch with a trash can though?
That bitch deserved it. But that's I'm just saying.
I was making a point. You are repressed. Like you got some like you got some street rage in you, my nigga. But I'm just saying, like, you are a nice person though.
You don't get it twisted.
But
you
I was know, like, all I see is a slow motion trash can hitting a bitch. I'm like, I thought you hit a bitch with a trash can.
And I will say, I am in therapy. I'm working on that because I didn't realize how repressed rage is a great word for it. Because some shit will happen, and there's been some times I'm like, I told somebody legit, like, I could have fucking killed you, but I didn't. And then just hearing that back, like, oh, you're not supposed to say that to people.
No, I can relate because I'm that nigga that'll, like, I will replay the argument in the shower, like, differently. Like, I just would have said, nigga. Would have said this. But I was in the weird part of A-Leaf where, like, all the kids that were all bullies were, like, held back gangsters, like, in their, like, early 20s and shit. And it's like, mm-hmm. You can't fight these niggas. And they got guns.
No. Yeah.
So it was never like the nigga who just was like, you know, he was just sad or some shit. It was an actual ass gangster that was paying bills. It was weird. Weird time.
It's like, why are you yelling at me? I'm 11. Like, we should not be hanging around the same spaces. Like,
right. Like, you're shaved. You just shaved. Like, you got
what
stubble.
What are you doing here?
I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Get out of here. So, yeah. So, say all that to say, although it has a 14%, and although it only made $71,000, I feel as though this movie, more so for what it represents, is a great movie. And the animation is great. It is still hand-drawn 2D animation in the Don Bluth style. So I really like it.
I mean, that's fair. But like...
Shut up.
No, I'm just saying like game show contestants made more money than that movie made.
That shit's sick.
That shit's wild.
They're sick. They were sick for that. How much is a DVD of this? Because I have...
Nigga, I'm sure you can't find it.
I can't. Hey, used for four. Hey, that's disgusting.
How much?
Used for $4.94 and then new $9.75. Hey, somebody. Hey, let me hold $9.75.
I guarantee you that shit has scratched the holy hill. I guarantee
I'm gonna
that
be fucking pissed. Oh, they got a VHS of it.
Nigga, you.
13. All right. All right, when you visit, don't be like, hey, put that Charlotte Central Park VHS in, because I won't, because you don't deserve it.
Nah, if I need a nap, nigga, yeah.
That's sick. Hey, hey.
I can't sleep, Roxy. Put on. Let me see that part where that badly built troll fucked that baby up.
He ain't badly built. He's trying his motherfucking best. You know what? We're done with that one. All right, so movies we will never understand the hype for. Oof. Now, on the flip side, what's a movie that everybody loves or even that won a lot of awards or something like that that you feel like it wasn't that? And I will go first.
Sure.
And this one pissed me off for real. And I want to go on record as saying I love both of the main actors, which is also part of the reason why it pissed me off. La La Land was ass.
Nigga,
it was not good.
I've never seen this shit.
And don't waste your time. Now, for me, it had all the makings of a movie that I would like. So it's first of all, it's a musical. I love musicals. It has Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, and they're in one of my favorite romantic comedies. They're in Crazy Stupid Love. Have you ever seen the movie?
Of course not.
With please watch it with Steve.
Nigga, you literally heard a couple of my picks, fam. Like,
yeah, you're evil. But you should. It's so
I live through them because I have to be nice and a people pleaser. I live through these evil niggas. I too am impressed. I'd be like, fuck them niggas up like I can't.
Like I can't. And mine is the opposite. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna look at nice things because if not, I might stab somebody. So, but it's one of the funniest movies to me. But they're in that and they did great in that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, oh shit, they're in this. And to sum it up, he's a fucking jazz pianist, and she's an actress, and they're in L.A., and it's just them living their dreams in L.A., right? And it's old Hollywood. Like, it's styled to look like old Hollywood.
Oh, that's why I love, so good.
Exactly! So, okay, hold on. Let me calm down. Because I felt like I got fucking played. Like, I really felt like y'all played me. It had John Legend in it. It had
what?
Fucking J.K. Simmons in it. Okay, you see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying?
Wow.
It had all the makings of, and who did the fucking music? The guy that did the music also did Whiplash.
Oh.
So once again, wow. All I'm like, this shit's finna go crazy. And I saw it after it lost to Moonlight, but I had seen how much it made in the box office. Budget was $30 million. It made $472 million.
God damn.
I'm like, oh, that shit going, hey, we're going fucking crazy. It won all of these awards, all of this shit, right? So I fucking watched it. The opening sequence is probably one of the best that I've seen. They're like in LA traffic and they're dancing on cars and shit. That shit was crazy. After that, the rest of the movie was a crock of fucking shit. And I was fucking pissed off. And I don't know if I would have hated this movie as much if I did not live in LA. But a lot of the shit, I'm like, this is not the truth. Like, it just, what, like, at one point, this is towards the end of the movie, she's in traffic. So she like, hey, let's just park our car somewhere and pull into this jazz cafe. No one ever does that out here.
No, nowhere where there's a scene. Like, is that even a fucking statement?
The fuck are you talking about? Shut the fuck up.
Even in this piece of shit town.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody's fucking, let's just pull over. Shut your stupid ass up. No, you're not.
Ain't no way. Hope you like tickets, nigga, because you get me.
I'm going to try to make it as quick as possible. What is her name? I'm going to look up her. His name's Sebastian. Her name's Mia.
I'm already
out.
She's
like a fucking... She's a barista at this coffee shop.
Oh, Jesus.
She is... he's like doing a cover band, some shit. They end up meeting and then meeting again. And then blah, 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 right?
Right.
So they're together in a relationship. He used to work with John Legend. And John Legend is pretty much like... a famous jazz something traveling and some shit. It's like a jazz fusion band, right?
Okay.
So Sebastian's like, no, my art, I love art, just real jazz and all that shit.
Hold
right?
on to a nigga?
The fucking John Legend.
Shut your bitch ass up, bro.
All right. And it's funny because I was on a podcast and I don't, did I have seen the movie yet? But that's what we were talking about. Just like, yeah, how you gonna tell a black man what the fuck real jazz is?
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
You're already co-opting this space. Shut your ass up.
Wow.
So her whole thing is like, she's not really getting any acting jobs. Now that I'm like, okay, I understand. She ends up doing her own play and want nobody coming to the play and some shit. Who fucking cares? So at the end of this shit, she ends up getting an audition for this movie and she gets the role. And she was gonna have to go to another country wherever they were filming. And then he had missed her play. Rewind. He had missed her play because he was touring and she got mad. Shut the fuck up. And then she's also like, that's not your type of music, Sebastian. Like, it reminded me of Brink when they were like, yeah, you're not a soul skater no more. Yeah. And that should be pissing me off because that is the epitome of like white privilege or privilege, period. Like, only do the stuff that you want to do because that's what you want to do. It's like, y'all are fucking poor. And he needs money. And you're telling him to quit something that's paying because it's not doing he's not doing what he wants to do. Instead of saying like, hey, why don't you do this for a couple of months to a year and then you have money and then you can make the art you want? Or how about on your breaks, you make a mixtape, motherfucker? Like, why is that never the option? Why is it, hey, quit the job?
Because it's the romantic part of it all.
Ugh,
it's stupid. So, I'm not saying it. I'm not defending it. I'm hoeing.
It's fucking disgusting. So end of the thing, they're both like, hey, let's break up. So they break up. Fast forward. Oh, so there's this whole sequence showing like what could have happened if they stayed together. Uh-huh. And that sequence, once again, the whole movie is shot beautifully. It's a beautifully shot movie. This whole sequence is beautiful. Then they fucking break up. Fast forward 5 fucking years. She's a successful actress. She's married to somebody else. She got a kid. She's in traffic, and I'm going to stop at this jazz cafe. Oh, it just fucking happens to be the jazz cafe that Sebastian owns, and he plays their song on the piano, and she watches, and then that's where they imagine what their life would have been, and then she fucking leaves, and then they go on their separate way, and then that's the end of the movie.
Yeah, no, they totally, like, yada yada the fact that they smashed in the bathroom. That's all that was. They put some rose colored glasses on it. Like, they had a nasty, nasty session in that bathroom, knocking down shit.
Her husband was there. They left.
No, she's like, I'll be right back.
I'll be right back. Ew, ew. Is he a fucking animal?
You're not gonna have civilized sex in the bathroom, fam.
Okay, hey, valid. Let me shut up. That's valid.
Ain't no way. Excuse me, madam. Let me.
Especially if we ain't seen each other in 5 years. Hey, well, you're right.
Let me prop your foot on that paper towel dispenser real quick.
But like, I think, I'm glad you said it like that. It is that. It's the romanticizing stupid shit for me.
No, it's dumb. Because it's grimy as hell out there.
It's grimy. It's so grimy. It's expensive. So it's just like, you have an opportunity to get paid. And mind you, him and John Legend work were worked together before. So it's like you're getting to work with your friend again, somebody that actually gives a fuck about you, and you're like, oh, you sold out me. Like, to tell a black man that he sold out because he's doing jazz fusion music is just fucking like, shut the fuck. Who shut up?
It was wild. That's fucking hilarious. And then there's Ryan super white in the face ass Gosling talking
yeah,
about
yeah, like, what, yeah, man.
Shut your bitch ass up.
What are you doing, John Legend?
His hair's cut normally, too. He don't have, like, long hair or nothing. Not a ponytail or no, nothing.
You're not finna tell me I sold out.
Zero grit.
I will say, John Legend, Ryan Gosling learning to play the piano for this movie, he was excellent. Like, he was really good. So I will give him that. The dancing was subpar from them. And then I will say I didn't love the singing. There was like, I know what they were trying to do. They're supposed to have like a kind of raw quality. Mm-hmm. But once again, as a fan of musicals and Broadway, I was just like, this ain't it. I don't love it. I didn't love it.
No, that's fair.
So yeah, sorry for that 30-minute thing. Nah. You can go ahead. It's your turn.
So like, a movie that's like just hype, but it's not good at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fucking Transformers, nigga. More so Transformers 2. Like, some Transformers 1, I was like, all right, pissed. I'll put up with this shit. What's up?
I said some of my people are going to be pissed.
I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn. Because Transformers 2 pissed me off more than anything because, all right, we already set up who the fuck these niggas is, right, in the first one. I was sad that Jazz got fucked up because we all knew that was the black one. He got torn in half and shit, and I'm just like, damn, man, that's whack. Well, I can't wait for them to, like, introduce more of these fucking characters. My biggest beef is like, all right, I can suspend belief. You got big ass motherfucking robots running around here fighting and shit. That's dope. But who are these niggas, Rox?
Who are y'all?
Who are these niggas? Because like there'll be niggas who, I remember the big final battle. I was like, so who died? Because I know some niggas died, but I still can't tell you who the fuck. I've seen the movie like twice. I don't know who died. I know the two racist ones that was pissing me off. I know they survived, which was a goddamn shame. Wasn't there like a female one, like a chick motorcycle one? Didn't she die? What was her name? I don't know.
To be honest, I don't remember nothing but cars and Autobots. And you know what I mean? Like, it's not memorable to me.
No, it was a cop one. It was like a cop car. I don't remember who he was. Like they spent too much time with Sam and this Van Wilder character nigga who like had like a hacking center and shit. Like, they spent too much time with the fucking people. And not enough time with the motherfucking robots because they all have names and attitudes and stories and shit. We could just keep talking about that shit, right? And it's like, no. Then they had like a robot with a beard, nigga. And I'm like, how does that work? Like, how do you get osteoporosis, nigga, as a robot, alien, nigga? Like, how does that explain that to me? And then like, I wasn't sure if it was a scene where Megatron. First of all, they fucked around and found out. Like, his body was in the bottom of the ocean. They're like, let's go fuck with it. I'm like, why? And then he got turned on or some shit.
Why did they do that?
I don't fucking...
He got turned on? Sorry.
Nigga, relax.
Turned on power. I was like, hey, were you watching the same movie?
No. Stimulate the robot. But no, it's like he woke up and it's like he jumped out of the water to a fucking random planet. Where there's like this, I forgot. There was like a pharaoh robot that was scaring Africans in the beginning too. I didn't like that either.
I don't like that.
Just right out the gate, there was just like, and then the Africans were scared, nigga. And he subjugated them. Nah. Like, no, hold on, wait. But he's on this other planet. He got like COVID or some shit. He's like coughing and shit. I'm like, but you're a robot though. And then there was, I remember Devastator as a toy as a kid, because I'm older than you. So like, it was like a big deal. Everybody wanted this big ass stupid, toy where you can like put a bunch of trucks together to make a big ass construction bot, right? And they gave it balls in the movie. And I'm like, why are we doing this? I just remember just being in the theater, like, why are we doing this, nigga? Like we, you didn't give me like villains that I can remember names or whatever, or heroes by names I can remember, but we gonna focus on this nigga's testicles, fam? He's gonna have balls?
You're going to give the two
scions a gold tooth, nigga, and, like, nigga accents? Like, these are aliens, my dude. Like, where are they getting this from? Like, explain, please. Bumblebee couldn't talk, like, the Hulk for two movies straight? Bernie Mac ain't show back up? Fuck these niggas. Fuck these niggas. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of fucking time. Like, I'm not even, like, a hardcore Transformers fan. right? And I'll ask niggas who are, and they can't answer my questions. I had one on as a guest because we were doing this movie, and I'm just like, who the fuck was that nigga? He's like, that's such and such. I was like, how would I know that? How would I know that? He's like, I mean, I gotta look it up. Fuck that.
He said, I just want to know who he is.
Nigga don't even be like, yo, when a nigga blow up, nobody scream their name like, Jet Blast, Smitty. Whatever, you know, bullshit names that be having. Jet Blast, no, like nothing.
Jet Blast, no.
Nigga just explodes, fam. I'm just like, I'm supposed to give a fuck? Like, I don't, like, how you, don't make me not give a fuck about robots exploding, nigga. That's blasphemy. That's my jam, nigga. Like, exploding robot, like, that's, I should give a shit. And then I'm just like, all right, well, there's another robot blew up, whatever.
Oh, man, I miss you, man.
And then, like, PS5, I'm Xbox Ones were transforming and shit, all kinds of goofy shit like that, like a 360 or whatever at the time. They had, like, like, niggas had household devices transforming, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Oh, yeah, didn't they have, like, a Joe Pesci bot?
Did they?
It was, like, it was a robot that had, like, a New York mobster accent, and I'm like, why, though? He's like, I'm not gonna squeal, I'm not gonna rat. I'm like, were you a DVD box set of like Godfather, nigga? Like, explain this.
Oh, it said his name was Wheelie.
What?
And it said, this is the one. He was a Decepticon. He was made from salvage scrap. What movie is this? What is this?
One, right?
Man, all them shits be the same to me. I
never watched a single one after this.
Little jerk of a bot. The bigger robots push him around a lot, which explains why he fell in love with the Decepticons in the first place. But he'll follow anyone who bullies him into compliance. Is this him?
Nigga, I don't know who the fuck that is.
He used to have a Brooklyn accent, and his personality was modeled on various characters portrayed by Joe Pesci.
Yeah, see? Boom. Dumb. And he humped Megan Fox's leg, too. And I'm like, why are you're a robot, bro? What is happening right now? Like, fuck, like, I swear on everything, I was like, I'm never going to watch another Transformer movie, like, ever again after this.
And he looks fucking terrifying.
Say what?
He looks terrifying.
He's not.
I don't like his red little eyes and how he looking.
God, you are so scary, dude.
I don't like it. Don't look at me like that. He looks like a little pervert. I don't like it.
No, he absolutely gives, like, I know he has, like, interdimensional like SA charges, like straight up. Like I know what
he looks scared. I don't like his face.
No, his search history is like sus.
Freak ass Willie.
Lot of barely legal bots on that timeline.
Barely legal bots. Just weird. He's voiced by Tom Kenny.
Who?
SpongeBob.
What?
Tom Kenny be voicing everybody. He voices a lot of people in Transformers, apparently.
At least he got a bag. Oh, that's
that
the one
motherfucker is rich.
Nah, she said, rich,
I'm here for Tom Kenny.
Yeah, no, I'll give him that. Because I like how like SpongeBob was like, it was just an inspiration of a midget that cuss.
Is it?
Yes. It is. Look it up. I'm not playing.
I'm looking now. I'm like,
are you doing it now? I'm not lying. Don't fact check me, Judge Judy. Where's the receipts?
The facts. Also, Tom Kenny voiced Heifer from Rocko's Modern Life.
No, that's Dog, I did not know that. Dog,
me neither. Mayor and Powerpuff Girls and the narrator.
Okay, I should have saw the mayor coming. That makes perfect sense.
He has, whenever somebody on their Wikipedia, you have to like click off to see all the shit they did. That's when I'm like, oh, you got money. Oh, and he's married to the lady that voices Plankton's wife, computer wife.
No shit.
And she voiced Sarah in the Boondocks.
Tom's wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. Interesting. Okay. All right. Okay. I like to learn. Nerd. All right. So for our last segment, hey, this has been a fun episode. I hate your guts, but I enjoyed this.
Yeah, no, you're a piece of shit.
So I want each of us to give each other a movie or multiple movies that we want the other person to watch. And if you've watched it already, then you can say you watched it or if you have an opinion on it. So for sure, I'll go first.
Okay.
For sure, I want you to watch A Troll in Central Park.
Oof.
I would love for you to watch A Troll in Central Park. Oof. I would also, I don't know if you've seen Piece by Piece, the Pharrell Lego movie already.
No, I have not seen that.
That one you'll probably actually
that I could probably stomach.
It's like his documentary done in Lego form, and they created like 20 new Legos skin colors so that they could portray all the black people in the movie.
That's what it took.
Yeah, they were like, we ain't got no shades. We ain't got no shades. But they didn't just want everybody one brown shade. No. So I'm like, I'll give them that. But they had Pharrell in there. They had, what was his movie? They had Jay-Z in there. They had Kendrick Lamar cameo in there. Snoop Dogg was in there. Timbaland was in there. I didn't know that Pharrell, Timbaland, Missy Elliott, and Pusha T and stuff all went to the same school.
Mm.
So that was just interesting. It was interesting. They had all this music in there. It was music that I forgot he even did. So it inspired me to do some more shit. So I think Tyler, Creator was in there too. So overall, it's a good ass movie. I recommend that to you. And my last movie is Anastasia. It's two Don Bluth movies. So I don't know if you've seen. Anastasia.
I know
which
what
was
it is.
His highest grossing movie. I would like for you to watch that too.
You gotta watch one. I need proof that you watched one of mine first before I even make a move. Like no. the Pharrell one's
Wait,
easy
which
work.
One?
Troll in Central Park, fam. That's
watch that one first. That's okay, on the if you bottom. Watch that.
Yeah, no, I gotta watch that before I watch Anastasia Pearl. For real.
I'll watch Pearl if you watch that, but I gotta watch it with somebody during the day. So.
Dude, you could watch Pearl solo, I promise.
I'm gonna have nightmares. I'll be having nightmares.
God, you're such a wuss. Like, I feel like, I feel like you would identify with Pearl, unfortunately.
Oh my God.
She
crazy.
No, because it's like she hasn't been activated yet. Because, like, there's, it's a prequel. It sounds insane. It's a prequel to another horror movie where she's old as dirt. And you kind of get to see her backstory in the second one. But she was like crazy. Like she's a crazy as fuck old lady in the first movie. And she's like killing a bunch of porn stars. They're like trying to film like on her land. It's a Damn. Dope movie in itself. But like you're trying to figure out what her deal is. But like she's actually the main character. But like she plays the bad guy also but in old lady makeup. So then when you do the prequel, she looks like the main character. But just a different person altogether. It's weird. But it's dope. Third movie was trash. Don't watch Maxine. I was disappointed.
Okay. I wasn't gonna watch any, but okay.
That's fair. You gotta watch Pearl. You should watch Pearl.
I'll add it to the. What's the? You have any other ones?
Yeah, yeah.
You have any non-terrifying ones?
I'm gonna pick one that's not scary. God, okay. So like, you know how like everyone was doing like parodies of like cheesy 80s movies and shit, where it's kind of like a joke, tongue in cheek and type shit. There's a movie that exists that did so bad in the 80s that. It probably had like 1 week running in the theater because there's a guy named YK Kim. He is a fresh off the boat Korean dude who wanted to make an action movie so goddamn bad that he used his own fucking money to make it. And it's like all the 80s movies tropes of like cocaine ninjas. There's like a music band. So it's like supposed to be a band of orphans, like an actual band, like a musical band of orphans that all live together and they practice taekwondo together. Using their music to fight against like drugs and like bad guys. And there's this one black dude who looks like a young version of Pinky. And he has this, honestly, before we like get off, I need you to see this one scene and it'll get you in there. But the movie's called Miami Connection. So what happened was the movie was so bad that they shut that shit down. YK Kim made no fucking money. He canned the fucking film. It was only one film, it was like one thing of film. He put it in the can. It was just lost in some storage. And fucking Drafthouse Films came across it by accident, more or less. And they watched it. They're like, oh, we got to re-release this shit. This is insane. So like 20, 30 years fucking later, they re-release it. And it's a big fucking like cult hit. But it's so fucking funny. And then it takes like a crazy ass, like super violent turn. Not yeah, like a horror way, but it's just like they get with the shits, huh?
They getting active,
yeah, because like they're just like these happy go lucky like goofballs, like with this really cheesy ass song they sing throughout the entire movie. No, they got two songs, but they're both cheesy as fuck. But like one of their homies get like fucked up and they just snap. They fucking snap. And then the best part about it all, Roxy, is YK Kim, the guy who paid for this shit. That's one of the orphan kids. He directed, acted, starred, paid, financed the movie. This nigga's old as dirt. And he has like caked on makeup on his face and he's trying to pretend to be
Is that why he looks like this?
Yes.
Oh my God. He was already old, why he looks like this.
So he's hanging out with these boys pretending to be a fucking
So he is essentially the guy that made the room.
Basically, but it's a bajillion times better because, like, it's you probably see the picture of him holding a katana. That's when that nigga snaps. but he's actually with the shits. Like, he's actually like a really good fucking martial artist, though. So, like, it's crazy.
Oh.
The acting is fucking awful. Like, the acting is so bad. There's so many fucking like laughable fucking scenes. I swear to God, you'll laugh your fucking ass off. But like, YK Kimball's actually, he's with the shits. Even though he's an old man now, he still can get with it. Like, he's still like a really active like martial artist. It's insane. It's fucking insane. I highly recommend that shit.
Started playing. It's a Reddit stream where he was answering questions. Hi, Reddit. I'm Grandmaster YK Kim. I'm the star and co-director of Miami Connection. Ask me anything. I want to see what he answered. Would you beat Jackie Chan in a fight? This was X 13. All this is 13 years ago. We wouldn't fight. We would be best friends.
That's the type of dude he is.
Do you consider MMA training to be the future, or will single discipline martial arts remain the constant? Thank you. MMA is doing very well now. They have a lot of followers. All martial arts styles have incredible strong points.
No, he's PC trained. Even though he's like,
yeah,
he's bad with all the stuff that he did. He doesn't have like a bad taste in anyone's mouth as far as like his online presence. Like, he's just very milquetoast, just grateful that he's making money right now.
Yeah, that's literally what he says. They said, are you proud of your film, Miami Connection? I appreciate your question. Yes, because through the obstacles that I faced making the movie, I learned so much. Most of all, I'm very happy that people are finding it entertaining. On top of that, tonight is the movie's homecoming in Orlando.
Oh yeah, this was also
a train.
Yo, I'm telling you, you gotta watch this bullshit. Fuck, is there a third one I can recommend? Let's see.
That is hilarious. I will be watching this.
No, you gotta watch that one. Ooh, there's another one that goes hard as fuck. This is just dope. Like, you seen Kill Bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you remember the sushi chef, right?
Yeah.
So like, he was in a movie called this movie called The Street Fighter, and it's like a 70s like kung fu film, but it was rated X for violence, because back then there was like there now we just go straight to triple X because we don't know nothing better. But like, what an R movie is now is what X was back then. So like, one nigga got hit so hard he threw up, one nigga got his like dick and balls ripped off. But he was going to be like he was going to SA somebody. So that's what happens in the company. No, they don't show it. It's like he grabs it and takes it all with the draws.
So, what do you be watching?
It was one of the first DVDs I ever got. Like, it was one of those deals. It wasn't like a set, dude. Like, nobody paid attention to shit. It's not really like that bad. True. It's not that bad.
He ripped his dick and balls off.
It was kind of funny because, like, he's just because when he does it, he does like the kung fu pose, like, I got your shit. And old boy's too busy, like, just falling over, like, my God. But, like, he has like
a dick and balls.
He has like 80% of his draws with it, though, so you don't see anything. He just.
Hey, it's something about you can take my dick, but you're going to take my ball. Like, you're going to take my draws.
My nigga,
too?
Like, he got like the ultra wedgie, bro. Like, he got draws in his ass crack and no dick and balls, fam. It's brutal. Brutal.
You took my dick and balls.
But it's funny because, like, there's like the first ever, like, you know, like the Mortal Kombat X-ray. This is like one of the first movies to ever do some goofy shit. It looks dumb. It looks dumb. It just cuts to like a black room and this really stupid, like, skull dummy just getting popped. This shit is fucking
hilarious.
I recommend it. If you like Sonny Chiba, if you liked him as a personality in Kill Bill, it's dope to kind of go back and see where the fuck he came from. And he was doing everything he could to not be compared to like Jackie Chan or Bruce Lee. And like, his character is actually a rat bastard. Like, his character is a bastard. Like, he's not a good dude throughout the whole movie, but like, he's technically still the hero because there's bigger pieces of shit in the film. And even his fucking backstory was like, it's tragic, but it was like toxic masculinity at its best, because like, his dad was executed in front of him. But his dad's last words before he got shot by, it was a firing squad, first of all. I was like, nigga, what? And that nigga's like, because I had the bad English dub. And his last words this nigga said to his son was like, become number one man. And they just gunned this nigga down.
That was it?
That was it.
That's all he told me. I love you, nigga. Now I'm going to miss you,
just
nigga.
Just become the number one man.
Be the number one man.
Nah, hell nah.
And he used that flashback to motivate himself. I was like, nigga, no.
No.
Like, you should. This is the part where you cry and get help, nigga. Like, nah.
I love you, son, is fucking sick.
That's wild. Told that nigga to fucking be the best ever, nigga.
He said, hey, step it up, pussy, or I'm dead.
They had to shoot me, nigga. What about you, bitch? It's like, whoa, dad.
What about you? Figure it out.
But papa.
Pow! Nah, ain't no fucking way.
Yo, I'm telling you. And it's dope because he has like this boss battle with this fat nigga. Well, that's like it's the middle of the movie. But he fights this fat nigga in a suit and like fat nigga gets with him, bro, and it's crazy. Cause he puts it's a thing where like his defense, he puts his big ass meaty fat man fist like in his face.
Oh.
And it sounded wild. Wow, that sounded a lot. But like,
hey, yo.
I forgot who I'm talking
to. And he can say that.
I forgot who I'm talking to.
He said he was fat, y'all.
No.
This isn't body shaming. He's also fat.
No. See, the thing is, like, the way. So,
that sounded ruder than what you said.
It was a lot worse.
I apologize.
It's a lot worse. No, like, so, like, the way he did it is he put his fist towards the camera so you can't see past his fucking fist. So he couldn't, like, it's hard. It sounds crazy. But it'll make sense when you see. You're like, oh, yeah, he can't read what he about to do because this nigga's he's a little round nigga whooping his ass. You should watch it.
Yeah.
Nothing. Okay. I gave you one scary movie, one movie with an interesting backstory, and one just straight up goofy ass 70s movie.
I'm a big fan of Kung Fu Hustle. That's one of my favorite movies. So.
That's one of my favorite too.
I'm definitely down to watch the stupid ones for sure. I'll watch the scary one, but somebody's gonna have to watch it, and I may record it in some point.
Oh yeah, I was gonna make content, but like, go ahead, cosplay as Tommy scary. Pickles. I'm doing finger quotes.
All right, dick. All right, that's a wrap for this asshole. If we roasted your favorite movie, sorry, not sorry. Thank you so much to my guest, Brandon from Cult 45 Podcast. Where can they find you and what do you have coming up? Also, I should preface this by saying I have no idea when this episode is releasing. So if you could be as vague as possible, that'd be great.
Oh, that's actually easy. Thank you. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, yada, 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 at Cult 45 Podcast. That's CULT 45 Podcast. We are a comedy movie review show where we basically break down movies from beginning to end, make fun of it, highlight our favorite characters, usually get it from our first time watching perspective, or at least a black perspective, if anything. We're on Twitch also, CULT45 Podcast, also on YouTube. We're like approaching or might be at 500 episodes, depending on how fast this gets edited.
Oh, damn.
Man. We got a bunch of bullshit that we did at Common Palooza that we're slowly drip feeding to y'all where we rate DC movies, where we made fun of a Turbo or Power Rangers movie, and we got a movie trivia thing that we did where we had a lot of fucking fun. I do crash out on somebody because they were critiquing our buzzer system, and I'm like, nigga, name another panel that has buzzers that you could use wirelessly. I went off on his ass. I got mad.
Yeah.
We had fun. Like, I made it a bit.
I don't do that.
No, I made it a bit, but I was crashing out.
He was like, no, there ain't no fucking jokes.
Yeah, I was hurt.
You was hurt?
But I got some laughs. I got some laughs out of it. But I was like, nigga, like, it's wireless technology, nigga. I was like, how about we do naked and afraid rules, nigga? You just build fires. I was hot.
You. All right, guys. Go ahead and
you hit
check
somebody
out.
With a trash can, nigga. Relax.
You cannot keep bringing that
I
up.
Shall.
That bitch deserved it. So, yeah, thanks so much for bringing up my trauma right at the end. Y'all make sure to check
her
out.
Her trauma, nigga. What you talking about, yours?
Yeah, you were the victim? Fine. Make sure.
you were the victim of that?
Why did you make me do this to you? So, yeah, make sure y'all check out this asshole at Cult 45 Podcast. And also, make sure to subscribe, share this episode, all of that shit. Thank you so much for coming. And make sure to stay curious, stay chaotic, and do whatever the fuck you want. I don't care. Have a great evening. And make sure to watch Troll in Central Park. Bye. I didn't need that room from you. Wait, don't leave yet so I can make sure that it is. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/RoxyHaze. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.